The organization that governs high school sports in Wisconsin has a message for some parents. Cool it. That's a quote. The heads of the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and its national counterpart wrote an op-ed that appeared in newspapers around the state last week. It said, feel free to cheer and have a good time, but take it easy on the referees and coaches. Here's a line from that piece, quoting now, yelling, screaming, and berating the officials humiliates your child, annoys those sitting around you, embarrasses your child's school, and is the primary reason Wisconsin has an alarming shortage of high school officials. Went on to say that in some areas, athletic events are being postponed or even canceled due to a lack of refs, and that those missed games will be, quote, infinitely greater than just an L on the scoreboard. Barry Mano is the founder and president of the Racine-based National Association of Sports Officials and the publisher of Referee Magazine. Barry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet, Rob. Glad to be here.
Well, I think anybody who's been involved in any way in youth sports has seen at least some of this negative parental behavior on the sidelines, to put it mildly. What kind of things are you and your members seeing out there?
Well, that's what we're seeing, and it's the number one reason that folks that come into sports officiating, men and women and young people, 80% of them leave in the first 3 years, and 75% of those officials say it's the adult behavior that causes them to get out of this business. So that leads to a shortage. We don't have enough referees to fulfill the assignments, and it's sort of a sad fact that unsporting-like behavior, especially by adults, is the reason that many of them leave.
Talk about this shortage a little bit. I understand, you know, we've got some older, maybe baby boomers refereeing and ready to be done. We're having trouble filling those gaps if people, as you say, are leaving after 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, in fact, the National Association of Sports Officials just this last year did a historic survey, first time ever, that got 17,500 responses. It was just incredible. And through that survey, we learned a number of things. One thing very instructional, which is back in 1972, the average age of people starting sports officiating was roughly 19 to 20 years old. In 2016, the average age is 42. That tells you that we have migrated. We've become a graying industry in sports officiating, especially in high school sports officiating. And it tells you that we're not bringing in young people into this undertaking.
And we're getting to the point now where, at least in some places, in some cases, games aren't happening because we don't have the refs for them?
Sure. I mean, they just had a case just last weekend in Minnesota, as an example, where a game had to be canceled because there weren't enough referees. Here in Wisconsin, under the WIAA's leadership, some years ago, they started to spread out the scheduling. So, you know, you don't always have all high school football games played on a Friday. Some are played on a Saturday. And the main reason for that is because of the dearth of football officials that are able to cover those assignments.
Talking to Barry Mano with the National Association of Sports Officials based in Racine. He's the publisher of Referee Magazine, talking about an op-ed written by people who run high school sports in Wisconsin and around the country, saying parents cool off the bad behavior on the sidelines. Barry, I think people, this isn't just in the United States, people around the world view it as kind of their God-given right to heckle officials at sporting events, pro and otherwise. How do you hope, or do you hope that we can change that attitude on the sidelines, especially at the high school?
I think it's okay within certain boundaries. You can never invade the physical space of sports officials. That's for sure. That has to be a given. And that's one of the things that we've been fighting against. We have assault legislation in 22 different states. NASO has 30,000 members, and every one of those 30,000 members has an assault protection insurance program. Isn't it sad to say that's a benefit we had to bring online? So we find through our survey, you know, some very important things. 47% of the referees that took part of the survey said that they felt unsafe or feared for their safety due to bad behavior. Can you imagine that? 57% of them said they had to step in and break up a fight or a skirmish during a game. It raises the question, where are we going here? I mean, the fact that the National Federation of State High School Associations in Indianapolis, in conjunction with the WIAA in Stevens Point, felt a need to issue the plea that they did is very telling, isn't it? I mean, if everything was cool, they would not have to turn out a release to tell parents, how about being cool here?
Has it always been this way, or is it getting worse over time?
It's getting worse. We live in a society with the volume turned up. I always say sports is life with the volume turned up. And we are living in a society that's become loud and brash. We live in a society where we always want a second opinion. We live in a society where we're not really accepting of the word no. And sports officials are in the business of delivering the word no, aren't we? I mean, there it is. That's what the sport requires of us, to go out and say, no, that is not a behavior or an undertaking that can be permitted by the rules of the game. And people are less accepting of that. You know, and an interesting overlay, if I may, has to do with replay. We see replay at the professional level and at the college level. And replay is a wonderful device. It helps us get a few more plays right. It's very much part of the theater package now, the entertainment package of sports. But I think what happens is people who watch a lot of sports see replay. They see decisions being appealed and turned over. But they don't have that down at the high school and youth level. And most likely, they're not ever going to have it. They're certainly not going to have it in that degree because they can't afford to have it. I think it raises expectations. I think it causes them to be less patient and understanding with these men and women who are doing this on a completely part-time basis. They've got other jobs. They've got other lives. They're coming out working these games because they love sports. They want them to be good experiences for the student athletes. And there you have people sitting in the stands with some expectation that we're going to act like we're from the NBA or the NFL.
Men and women and sometimes youth themselves are refereeing these games. And I've read examples of youth being heckled to the points where you've got 12-year-old kids crying, the referees themselves coming off the fields because parents were yelling at them.
Hey, not only crying, they're quitting. That's the problem. Why would you as a 12 or 14-year-old undertake this, which, by the way, is a wonderful undertaking? It is a great way to make some extra money. It teaches you to be fair-minded and accountable and decisive, three things that we want in most people in our society. And sports officiating does that for you. You send out a 12, 13, 14-year-old kid into this environment, and he or she is not being backed up. What do you think is going to happen? I just don't understand parents who don't get this. Parents care about their kids. They have simpatico with younger people, but they go to these games and they act like they just landed from a different planet. My point is, stop it. You're not going to get NFL-level officiating or NCAA-level officiating at your kid's eighth-grade game. It is not going to happen.
Are we putting too high a stakes on these games? We don't look at it as just fun. We think there's some kind of consequence down the road. It's just too important now?
Well, that's part of it. You know, the whole argument about living out, you know, through your youngster, that's all part of it. And that's fine if that's where you want to go. It's really the boundary lines of your behavior. That's what has to be managed. I mean, you know, you yell at a referee, you missed a call. That's no big deal. Come on. We can handle all that. Believe me, we can handle that. But this idea of trying to intersect us after we're leaving the field, the pitch, or the floor after a game on our ways to our car or our dressing rooms, and you want to make a point to us, that's unacceptable behavior. That's when referees feel unsafe. And that's why almost 50% of them on our survey said they have experienced those times of feeling unsafe. Well, that's a terrible commentary on the culture of sports.
We're talking about the shortage of referees in high school and youth sports with Barry Mano. He's founder and president of the Racine-based National Association of Sports Officials, the publisher of Referee Magazine. He says, according to surveys, a big driver for that shortage is bad behavior by parents in the stands, driving people off the field, out of refereeing. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What's your reaction to a Wisconsin's high school sports organization telling parents to cool it on the sidelines? Have you seen parents screaming at and berating officials? If you've been a referee yourself, what kind of stories do you have? What have you seen? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about bad behavior by parents at high school and youth sporting events and a referee shortage officials say is happening as a result. Barry Mano is our guest, founder and president of the Racine-based National Association of Sports Officials. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you seen bad behavior in the stands and sidelines? If you've been a referee yourself, what have you seen on the field, the court, or the pitch? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go to your calls now. Cindy is with us in Appleton. Cindy, hi.
Hello. Well, I agree with your guest that this is a sad commentary. And, you know, parents are supposed to set examples. They're supposed to be the good examples. And even with this, you know, being talked about and brought into the light, I unfortunately don't think it's going to change much of anybody, their behaviors, which is really sad.
Cindy, thanks a lot for the call. And Barry, I think among the people who hate this the most, hearing parents yell from the sidelines, has got to be the kids. I know my kids don't want to hear me offer even encouraging advice, much less yelling at people when I'm on the sidelines.
Well, that's for sure. And in some places, you know, they have Silent Saturdays, they're called, where the games go on and no parents and no fans can be in the gymnasium or at the field. That's a sad commentary. You can't even watch the kids play. And the kids want it that way because they enjoy it more without the parents being there.
And what does that say to you about, as Cindy was talking about, role modeling from the grown-ups on the sideline?
Well, you know, obviously it's gotten away from them. I think it can be recaptured. I know Cindy called, and her outlook is somewhat bleak, and maybe it goes there, but I'm hoping it doesn't go there. I hope we come to our senses and understand that, by and large, sports is an extension of the classroom. That's why we want them. And get back to that. We want the kids to learn skills and to understand sometimes in life you're going to get an incorrect call, and there it is, and you have to pick up the pieces and move on. One thing I say is this discussion cannot turn on the rightness or the wrongness of a call that a referee makes. We can't allow ourselves to go there. You can go there at the professional level, because of all the technology, and finally get to what they think is the accurate call. At the other levels, we're going to have to accept judgment, and we're going to have to accept the goodwill and the dedication of the men and women who do this. And yes, at times it's going to be incorrect, and yes, at times you're not going to like it, but that's the teachable moment. That's when you need to have some discipline. Yes, you can have some emotion, and yes, you can say something, but you got to get it in check. You got to cool it, as they say, and make sure your kid understands that on the ride home. And you get to say, listen, Betty, I think you got a bad call on that particular play, but there it is. The game's got to go forward. Isn't that a teachable moment that we should be having for our young people?
Cindy, thanks for the call. We'll go now to Jason in Madison. Jason, hi.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call. You know, I absolutely love this conversation. I was a athletic director at a high school near Madison for 4 years. And I can definitely attest to this, that the shortage was so incredible that I was reaching out to officials through the WIA website. You know, I would get their contact information. I would have to pay someone mileage just to travel, you know, from Plover, Wisconsin, or something for a varsity non-conference baseball game. And so I'd have to pay on the mileage, and so then the fees went up because there weren't enough people or who could take the game or even wanted to take the game. So, you know, this conversation is just fantastic, and I can tell you that this is something that's very serious. And if parents and spectators don't get a grasp on this, pretty soon they're going to find that their games are going to go from maybe a 22-game season to like a 16-game season. And who's going to get blamed for that? The athletic director, the administration in the school? When it comes down to, these officials are getting hit really hard during these games. And it's a very sad thing to see. And to be honest with you, I don't blame them for quitting sometimes, because what is a basketball, you know, a JV basketball might make $40 a game, but you're away from your family for 6 hours. So I really appreciate this conversation, you guys. Thank you.
Jason, thanks a lot for calling in and sharing your experience at athletic director, former athletic director there. Barry, definitely felt the pinch of a referee shortage.
Yeah, that's quite an anecdote that he shared with us. Another thing I want to share with the listeners is they should understand that sports officials are in the enforcement division, as I say. We're not in the legislative division. We don't make the rules up. the rules committees make the rules. They turn to us in the enforcement division and say, this is how we want you to enforce the rules. So fans and spectators should understand that the rules are there. They've been agreed upon by all the powers that be. They've been agreed upon by those who own sports, if you will, which would be the high schools and the school districts, and they bring us in to enforce the rules to the best of our ability. So we can't make stuff up as we go along, and we're trying to do our best with often a very complicated set of rules to adjudicate a game fairly, to ensure that it's played by the rules while emphasizing fairness and safety. That's our goal.
Thanks for that call, Jason. We're talking to Barry Mano from the National Association of Sports Officials. He's based in Racine. We're talking about angry parents on the sidelines at high school and youth sports and why it's driving referees out of the business, creating a referee shortage in many cases. Back to your calls now. Sue is with us in Fish Creek. Sue, hi.
Hi, how are you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Our children went to school in the American schools abroad since we weren't living in the States. And if your child played a sport, both parents had to sign an agreement to a code of conduct. And if you didn't abide by the code of conduct, you were escorted out, away from the game. And I only saw it happen one or two times. And no one wanted to be taken. It was a shameful thing, shame to be taken out of the game. And it really turned everything around. And it's a shame it has to get to that point, but it worked.
Sue, thanks for the call. A shame, but it works. Barry, is this something we've seen in high schools here in Wisconsin?
Not so much in high schools, but we've seen it at the youth level where you have these contracts that parents have to sign dealing with their behavior. You know, just me saying that sort of makes me sick. But there it is, that we have to go to a point where you have to sign a document that you're going to behave the way you're supposed to behave. Otherwise, your kid's not going to get to play. That's the only, and people will say it's unfair to the kid. Well, I'm sorry, but we have to have some lever, some line in the sand. So it's been used at the youth level. I'm not sure I'm familiar that it's been used at all in high schools in Wisconsin. I don't know that.
We'll go back to our callers. We have many of them. Kurt is with us in Appleton. Kurt, hello.
Hello, how are you guys?
Good. What's your story, Kurt?
Oh, I was a referee. I've been an athletic director, currently a principal, been around a lot of these games, and I understand what he's saying. My particular story is my sport was wrestling, and after coaching it for many years, I went into administration. I didn't coach anymore, so I decided to get into reffing, and when you first start, they tend to put you in these youth-type tournaments, and I'm telling you, that's the worst place to start. Because that's where, in my opinion, the parents feel most emboldened. Things were going to happen to me, but they would invade your personal space every single meet, every time their kid lost. And it got to a point where, you know, I was trying to give back. I quit doing that. It just wasn't worth my time away from my own kids growing up. And as athletic director, having a meet manager that is willing to step in and listen to the ref when the ref points at someone in the crowd, get them out of here, do so. Do it quickly, and things get better in a hurry.
Kurt, thanks a lot for the call. Again, Barry, it's terrible that it gets to that point, but does that kind of enforcement from whoever's managing the meet really make a difference? Does it send a message to everybody else?
It's total. We have to have game management squarely in this. Remember, the referees are in the enforcement division. We come in, we do the game, and we leave, and that's what we want to do. We're not there as game managers, controlling the crowd. We can't go up in the crowd and do stuff. So having very strong game management that's on the same wavelength. We like to meet with game management before a meet or a game so we know what they look like and we're on the same page about what it is we're trying to do this afternoon or tonight. Absolutely critical dimension in this.
Thanks a lot for that call. Sorry about your experiences there. Mike joins us now in Rice Lake. Mike, hello.
Hi, I was going to suggest a penalty that could be against the crowd. Just call a 3-minute delay in the game. It doesn't go against either team. so that you can avoid somebody maybe seeding a crowd with unsavories or something like that. But it would just cause everybody to just chill for a few minutes. And if it accumulated, you know, 5-6 delays in a game, that would get significant, and it would kind of crowdsource the behavior modification.
Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Interesting idea. Sad, again, Barry, that we're having to consider the idea of timeouts for the grown-ups.
Well, I would say this. If that's what the people who own the product line, known as youth or high school sports, wants to do, we'll be happy to enforce that for them.
Thanks a lot for that call, Mike. Let's finish up on this, Barry. Is this just a few bad apples? Do you think that a lot of the grown-ups involved are out there thinking, yes, please, do something like this. Let's change this for the better.
Just the fact that the Federation and the WIAA jointly came out with this, as it's picked up in a number of other states, this problem is serious, and it's being recognized as serious. I'm hopeful that this gets solved, that we turn the temperature down, and we start to applaud sports officials, even when we disagree with them, because without them, the rules are just ink on paper. Without us doing what we do, we don't have organized sports as we know them, and that's the decision we have to make.
We'll leave it there. Barry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You bet. Glad we could do it.
Barry Mano is the founder and president of the Racine-based National Association of Sports Officials and the publisher of Referee Magazine. We talked to them about the shortage of referees in high school sports due in large part, according to surveys they've done, to anger, harassment from parents on the sidelines. Well, a lot of you had stories to share, couldn't get to all of you. You can keep sharing your thoughts and your experiences over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.